Welcome to McGuire on the Wire, where you'll discover top stories and strategies in specialty tax broken down by our experts. You'll also meet leaders from across the firm who will discuss McGuire Sponsel's approach to common challenges faced by our clients.
I'm Justin Gephardt. On today's episode, TJ Sponsel joins me to share a mid-year update on the firm, what client challenges we saw coming out of tax season, and how we'll be supporting our partners in the coming months. Enjoy the episode. Well, TJ, thanks for joining. You know, we've had a tremendous start to 2022, and we're seeing a lot of excitement amongst our alliance network of CPA firms, you know, the excitement of getting back out in front of them after a crazy two-year run with the pandemic and just the never-ending tax season. So I know today, give a little bit of a highlight of how our firm's doing and kind of what you're looking forward to close out 2022 in a strong manner. Give us a little idea of, you know, what are some of the challenges and obstacles that you see this year for us.
Well, first of all, thank you, Justin, for inviting me to today's podcast. McGuire Sponsel has had an unbelievable streak over the past few years, obviously navigating through the pandemic, navigating through not being able to go out and see our alliance partners and clients, dealing with a lot of things that many of our alliance firms deal with, you know, staffing challenges, a changing office culture, all the while the client demands and the work-life balance. I'm proud to say that our firm is navigated very, very well. Like you just said, you know, in 2022, I think all of us are very excited about having consistency, about getting out and seeing our alliance firms, getting out to see our firms at conferences. You know, I think it definitely feels good. It feels good to get back to quote unquote normal. You know, as a firm, you know, we've had the growth has been across all four practice lines. You know, as a firm that started out, just a couple weeks ago, Dave and I celebrated our 17-year anniversary, May 2nd. And you look at how the firm has grown annually, but then you look at 2 or 3 years in arrears, or you look at 5 or 6 years ago, and you just kind of, you're awestruck to a certain degree of how far the firm has come, not just in terms of our size, the number of employees or our revenue or the acquisitions that we've done, but the kind of clients that we're serving. That's what's really exciting. And you look at the scale of projects, you look at our credits and incentives practice. We just completed one of the largest deals in the history of Indiana. You know, that's McGuire Sponsel. We were part of that. You look at the fact that our R&D practice serves not only small tech startups, which have been a bedrock of our practice, all the way to multi-billion-dollar companies. It's been very humbling to a certain degree, the confidence that our alliance partners and their clients have placed in us. All the while, those create other challenges because of properly scaling our firm. You know, R&D and cost segregation were the cornerstones of this, still are the cornerstones of this firm, but other areas, 179D, 45L, obviously our global tax practice has just taken off, you know, to where it was designed just to be from a structuring and a planning practice now to its full compliance transfer pricing, obviously with our long-time IC disc practice being part of that. Our C&I practice, you know, now we have people not only in Indianapolis, but we have people in Louisville, people in Atlanta. The Southeast is obviously a growing, massively growing area of our firm, and we're sitting there at a front row seat to it. So, but all that, with all that goodness, all that momentum, we're still being held back by finding good people. And that's where we have so much similarities with our alliance firms. And fortunately, you know, our 80 plus people, we've been able to really have some great success with recruiting, but it takes a lot of work. It's a very conscious, almost like our fifth practice line now. You know, R&D, fixed asset, global tax, C&I, and recruiting. That's almost like our fifth specialty now. So, but no, all that being said, the firm is on really good footing, and we feel like we have a lot of wind in our back right now.
You know, you bring up our global practice, and I think one of the cool things about that is we've been able to go out and visit our alliance members, you know, when we launched that, it was, like you said, it was all built around structuring conversations, you know, transfer pricing studies. We kind of shied away from the compliance piece because we were fearful that we were going to compete with those CPA firms that we help serve. And as we've been out in front of them and they talk about, no, we actually want compliance. And I think that speaks a lot to the excitement of our firm being able to be out in front of those contacts and hearing what are the needs from CPAs and what are the issues that they're seeing. So, you know, as you've been out talking with firms, what are things you're hearing from them? What are some of the challenges that they're going through? And where do you think some other areas of opportunity may be?
Well, I think, as I said a little bit ago, staffing is the biggest issue. I mean, right now you have, you know, you had the mass resignation of people leaving the CPA industry. I mean, that time period from the end of 2019 really through last year was just a brutal time. It was almost a two-year period outside of the pandemic, just all of the tax compliance and changing tax laws that CPAs were dealing with on behalf of their clients. It just created a lot of people, I think, in our industry questioning what they want. And unfortunately, that resulted in people leaving the industry. You know, so that's obviously been a very big pain point for firms. And, you know, we've prided ourselves for all these years in trying to spend time with our firms, listening to them and figuring out how we can help them. And I think that's where I feel very fortunate to be where we're at, because we can be a great solution for a firm either in a temporary moment of need or from a permanent standpoint. What I mean by that is that they have staffing issues and we do very specialized areas of tax law. And so maybe you have a firm that they don't want to invest in a cost-sake practice. They don't want to invest in a global tax practice, or they can't scale it properly. So they're not doing it dynamically and proactively. A partnership with McGuire Sponsel allows them not only have something there, an entity there ready to serve them, but some of the leading experts in the country ready to serve them and helping those firms take care of their clients in a dynamic way, as well as help those firms gain bigger and better clients. And I think that's where we're seeing is a lot of firms that maybe 4 years ago were like, no, we got this handled. They're starting to see some areas of exposure they have or some weaknesses they have. Well, we can bring McGuire Sponsel in our practice lines in a very complementary way to help them serve their clients' needs.
Yeah, I think along with one of those challenges, we've seen the trend of the remote workforce. Okay, it's becoming more and more prevalent, not just in our industry, but several industries across the country. What are some of the other major trends that you're seeing, and how are we as a firm adapting to that? You know, I know we've had discussions on the working remote and some just different ideas that we're exploring throughout the summer months.
Well, it's interesting. I was just sharing with somebody the other day. You know, you go back, and this firm was built, obviously, with a great team, but it was all centered around serving our alliance partners and clients. And that's one of the hardest things when we are coaching and developing our people is our business model. We don't have one client. A lot of CPA firms and law firms and other professional service firms, they have one client. They look at an engagement, and they have one client. Well, McGuire Sponsel has two clients. We have our alliance partner, the one that brought us to the dance, and then we have their client. So we have two. So McGuire Sponsel, the entire business model is built around serving two distinct parties. Well, ever since COVID started, and really the fallout, you know, from COVID that we felt in terms of staffing needs and work from home and versus the remote, how do we structure bringing people back to the office? As a business, we've really have to be much more intentional about how we nurture our employees. And I think that's an area that all firms are experiencing, how to balance that, how to respect an employee's work-life balance, how to empower them and give them the freedom to work remotely if they choose to, how to build that into their development program, how do we scale a practice line with a blended workforce like that. I think that is something that the entire industry, being the CPA industry, which I feel that we're a part of, we're dealing with, is that how do you push employees to be in the office? How do you push employees? Because frankly, as we all know, working remotely has its benefits, but it creates massive exposure because it's hard to develop a team when we're not working together. And so what's that tension that is there, how do you address that? And so I think something that probably has caught me by surprise sitting in my chair is I always knew our employees were important, but I think I probably didn't understand how the priority that we needed to place on nurturing our employees. Saying thank you, obviously, paying them a good compensation, bonuses, that's all stuff that's the minimum. It's how do you provide them additional opportunities to help them fulfill what they want in their lives? Because frankly, as we all know, there's doers and drivers. There's people that are always going to have a job. There's people that want to have a career. But where McGuire Sponsels are different is we have our culture. And so we've been able to navigate through some of the getting people back to in the office a little easier than certain firms. But at the same time, we have the same issues that all firms do, is respecting an employee's work-life balance, respecting their career goals, challenge them in a way to help move the firm forward.
I think something you said, just opening opportunities for people. I reflect back when I joined the firm over 10 years ago, and that was one of the things that stuck out to me. I was employee number 8 at the time, but I'll never forget, you know, I sat across the table from you and you talked about the opportunities and the doors that will be open if you desire. And I think that's something that we as a firm continue to put high importance on. You know, as we just announced, Connor Mullen and Rue are going out west. Sarah Waterman out in Texas helping to develop that market. That is to open up doors for some of our other colleagues and continue to bring McGuire Sponsel to CPA firms kind of west of the Mississippi. What does kind of the rest of the year look like for the firm? What are some big goals that you have for us internally and externally?
Well, you know, obviously two massive goals that we have, we announced to the employee group at last fall's retreat, is that we're opening a Dallas office and a Phoenix office. Dallas hopefully comes online October of this year. Phoenix online comes online next May. Those aren't just for window dressing. They're just not from a marketing purpose. We believe that in order to be the nation's leading tax firm resource, we've got to go to our clients. We've got to be there. We know in Texas, you know, all of our alliance partners and clients and friends in Texas, Texas is a prideful state, and they want to do business with people in Texas. So we need to invest in Texas. And so the most demonstrative way we can do that is to set up an office in Texas and recruit from Texas and build a Texas office that is going to dynamically serve firms and companies in that state. Phoenix, I mean, you look at our revenue, I mean, we are very fortunate. We had one of our employees was in Hawaii this week, you know, serving firms and doing site inspections. We have done work in all 50 states of this country, as well as other countries around the world. And, you know, Phoenix poses a unique challenge to us. It's during certain times of the year, it's 3 hours behind Atlanta and Annapolis. It's not easy to get to. Obviously, there's a lot of nonstop flights, but in terms of the amount of time it takes. So getting out there and building it, we feel like we've, our initial class, our initial group of people that we've identified and we are approaching to be part of that office is impressive. It's a very impressive group. We'll be announcing here in the coming weeks. There's probably 5 to 6 people between the offices that are going to be moving to Phoenix. It's going to be very exciting times. However, that growth cannot come at the cost of great client service, quick turnaround time, good response, and those are the things. As we talk about growing, we're not only going to be thinking big at McGuire Sponsel, but we're going to invest big, and we've got it, because I do not want, as we grow and we get near 100 employees and all these offices, we're not going to sacrifice the quality of our work. We're not going to sacrifice the response time as our clients and our alliance partners have questions. That's a challenge. That's a challenge because it goes back to that work-life balance. All the things that our employees want, that may want different things. We've got to make sure it's a big puzzle that we're constantly working on. How do we, as shareholders, there's 5 shareholders in the McGuire Sponsel, how do we adequately communicate issues that our employees have, development needs, investing that in the firm. So there's a lot ahead. there's a whole lot ahead, and there's only so many hours in the day. Fortunately, we've invested well. Fortunately, we have a great reputation. We have some really good people and some very key positions in this firm that gives me a lot of confidence in being able to fulfill what we're pledging to the CPA industry.
Well, TJ, thanks for taking a few moments to stop by and talk and give a little bit of vision of our firm over the next year. And thank you all for listening to the podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode. We look forward to connecting with our partners in the coming months. If you have any questions for TJ or our team, contact info can be found in the show notes.
This has been McGuire on the Wire. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social @McGuireSponsel to get more industry news and firm updates.